Now, here's the thing about Christmas. Christmas, the essence of Christmas is to give to others. The essence of Christmas is the gift of salvation. Amen. How do we symbolize the gift of salvation on Christmas? By buying gifts for others. Amen. You know what it's turned into? Buying gifts for yourself. Being covetous yourself. Wanting to get things yourself. You're covetous. You're not content with the things that you have. Okay? Go to Psalm 119. And it says right here, it's more blessed to give than to receive. People think that it's the other way around. You're more blessed to receive than to give. Right? They want to know how many gifts they're going to get, what deals they can have, are they going to get that one gift that they want. You know, it shouldn't be that way with Christians. We need to make sure that we're content with the things that we have. And look, the way you can enjoy what you have, or you can enjoy Christmas, is don't expect anything. Amen. Right? You have low expectations for Christmas, so then when you get that ugly Christmas sweater, oh, thanks, Auntie, I've always wanted this, you know, or when you get that gift, you actually appreciate it. But if you have your heart set on that specific thing, and that's what you want, and you allow your heart to grow covetous, guess what? You're not going to be pleased with anything that you have. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says that godliness with contentment is great gain. We need to make sure that we practice contentment in our personal lives and be happy with the things that we have. Be joyful with the things that we have. And if you're the type that struggles with covetousness, this is what you do. Just give a whole lot during the Christmas season. Find a bunch of people to give to if you need to overcome covetousness. Right? I will volunteer myself. You can give to me. I can help you out with that. Okay. I want to be a blessing to you. Right? See, it's more blessed to give than to receive. I'm giving you the opportunity to be a blessing to me.